Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 95. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And as usual, we'll be discussing whatever we feel like discussing, mostly tech-related, but whatever may come other than that. It's Thursday night.
Thursday.
The 21st of March. Yesterday was Mr. Josh Nyman's birthday.
It was.
It's the first day of spring.
Pretty crappy day of spring, huh?
Like coldest in like 50 years or something. No big deal. It was already warmer today, though. Felt like spring.
It felt decent outside.
It was nice.
I didn't go outside, actually. I wandered the skyway.
The skyway?
Mm-hmm.
The sun was warm.
So,
yeah. It's Bleed Geek.
Bleed Geek.
Obviously, if you're listening, you probably already know that, though.
And if you don't, welcome.
Yeah. If you haven't, go like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter or do whatever you do in the
social media realm, then
just subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I had a good answer, huh? Way to go. So, it's been a slow week. Medium to slow. Mostly on the slower end. The biggest news from the end of last week that took place on Friday was Mailbox being acquired by Dropbox. There's a lot of boxes, apparently.
Dropbox.
Mailbox.
For, I've heard, anywhere from 50 million to 100 million. Seems pretty crazy.
Whatever happened to Zonbix?
Xzombie? Inbox backwards?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're hanging out.
All right. Just
checking. Make an app called Smarter Contacts on the iPhone.
Just curious. Carry on.
Yeah, I don't know. Mailbox is an app on the iPhone right now. iOS, I should say. It's had the queue. That was the big thing they had there. You know, you had to sign up, and people waited. I think it's been over a month now. Some people are just finally starting to get in. I know they hit 1 million people in line, though. So, but yeah, they're acquired, but they're not, like, destroying the app, so people can keep that, and they're just incorporating it with Dropbox, which will help them scale, I'm sure, because that was the whole point of their line, and they did have some issues at the very beginning, like, toward the beginning, but it got better, so it's Dropbox. And Mailbox. But 100 million seems crazy to me.
Seems crazy.
But they're, you know, they're a hot startup, right? That's what you do.
It's
what people do these days. They just say, here's $100 million. Let's go hang out.
Why not us?
I don't know. Cause we didn't invent anything yet.
I got some ideas.
Yeah?
No.
Like a foldable...
It's going to be
bag
a watch.
So you can put your whole arm into. But it's only like this big.
No, it's going to be
like
a watch.
Like Mary Poppins and shit.
Gonna be a watch that runs on Android.
What are you gonna call it? The Swatch?
Gonna call it the
S Watch?
Yeah, S Watch.
Swatch.
The.
That's what Samsung's gonna call it, I'm sure.
That's pretty much what they're gonna call it.
Swatch.
I don't even know. Like, I was trying to think. Like, it makes. I feel like it makes me think of something, but I can't think of what it is.
A Swatch?
Yeah,
Swastika.
Swatch. Well, like, that was the first thing I thought of, honestly. But I'm like, nah. Like, it almost reminds me of, like that's what the...
Sasquatch?
The slap bracelets? Like, that's what they should be called. Or should have been called, like, Swatch.
But they're called slap bracelets. Actually, I don't know. Maybe they had another real name. We just call them slap bracelets. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now you're Googling it. Maybe they're, like, rollerblades. Like, they're really called inline skates, but... Slapwatch was a brand. Slap bracelet. I don't know.
Who knows?
Somebody probably. Call a patent office up. I think there's a patent on a slap bracelet.
Slap wrap? Yep. That was the...
See, now, was that a company name, though, or was that actually what the item was?
It doesn't really say. But they were invented in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Anyways. So Samsung's gonna... We talked about it skipping right ahead.
Oh, that's the next thing on the list. Good job.
Yeah. That's why there was that awesome segue there.
Nice.
Clearly not following along, huh?
I wrote the list.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Clearly.
So swatches.
Swatches.
The CEO confirmed that it's actually happening, though. Supposedly. He said, yeah, we've been working on that for a long time. What do you want, Pebble? He didn't say anything about Pebble, I don't think, but I added that part. He did say they've been working on it for a long time, though.
I know why I knew Swatch.
Why?
Swiss Army. They have a watch called the Swatch.
Oh, but is it called the S-Watch? There's going to be some copyright problems, patent problems.
Probably.
Copyright or patent? Copyright? Because it's the name?
Oh, it'd be trademark.
Trademark. Infringements.
Yeah.
We need to get a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an unemployed lawyer and have nothing going on Thursday nights, and your specialty is patents and trademarks, feel free to join us.
Or the fiscal cliff.
Because there's some people that really want to hear about the fiscal cliff. So we should probably get somebody on that knows a lot about that. Or the sequester, probably. That'd probably fit right into that, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
What did your grandma call it also?
Cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger?
Cliffhanger.
That's right.
Sort of the same thing.
Pretty much. Also a good movie.
Also, yeah.
Anyway.
So, the Swatch is coming.
Swatch.
Why did I put that there? That doesn't make sense.
You're going crazy.
Swatch. Forget that next thing. Oh, no, that's fine. It's only Apple. Anyway, so, and of course, Apple's still supposedly rumored on the what could only be possibly called the iWatch. And I can't say that funny like I could say Swatch, because it's just iWatch. A watch.
They should call it a watch.
Oh, that'd be tricky, right? But then we're like, whoa, is that Android? I don't know what just happened here.
That's totally what it would be.
You know, their minds would be blown. That's what would happen, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah. Speaking of Apple, Adobe's CTO Kevin Lynch is leaving Adobe and taking a position at Apple. Is that crazy?
Good riddance.
To who?
All of them.
I don't know what that means in this reference. Are you a part of Adobe?
Yeah. No, I don't really care. It really doesn't bother me.
Everyone's making a big deal about him being like this heavy Flash supporter, and that he like crushed a bunch of iPhones in a Flash video like 2 years ago, 2009, 4 years ago. And so everybody's making a big deal about like, is he really going
to
be
Is he going to go to Apple and smash the whole place?
He's going
to
smash them all.
Oh, man.
You think the shipments are limited now? Just wait till he smashed them all.
Yeah,
hot commodity. His big deal, though, and which makes sense, is he apparently pushed everything to the cloud for Adobe.
To the cloud.
So, and that's what Apple needs a lot of help at, so I'm sure that's why they hired him.
I feel like if you're a person of position at any large company, people are going to freak out.
That's true. Because your competitors.
Yep.
Like the time Marissa Mayer went to Yahoo.
Adobe and Apple I wouldn't consider competitors.
Except
really.
For that Steve Jobs, like, fuck you, Flash.
Yeah, rightfully so. I'd say that too.
Would you?
Yeah. HTML5, bring it on.
Okay. So that's happening. Speaking of Apple, Google Now, Eric Schmidt, your good friend Eric Schmidt.
Yeah.
This morning he was like, hey, guess what? You know, you can have it when Apple approves it because we gave it to him. Then Apple's like, that's kind of BS. We don't have it. And then Google has now said, yeah, we haven't submitted it. Which is funny because initially I just distrusted Eric Schmidt to begin with. It's not like Larry Page said it. Because if Larry Page said it, I'd be like, well, he's probably telling me the truth.
Yeah.
But Eric Schmidt makes a lot of things up.
We've said it before. Like, he just needs to be in the background, locked in this little room.
I don't know how they let him talk.
And let somebody else talk. Like, I don't even know how many times we've said it, but we've said it numerous times. As much as I love the guy, like, I think he does good work for them.
He means well.
But don't talk. Shut up.
Especially in public places, at conferences.
Gosh, you only make yourself look like a bigger ass.
So, I mean, we talked about Google Now being leaked before.
Google Now.
And it's funny.
Did you get it? Google Now? Randy, I didn't get it yet.
It's not been, clearly he was lying to me. This kind of happened before the maps came out too, Google Maps. Like, he is like, oh yeah, because Apple's not going to allow it, but why wouldn't they? I mean, I know why they wouldn't, but...
Well, they don't want it...
Because it repeats functionality, which is supposedly not there, but they have other maps and stuff, so, like, they would have to get rid of all of them.
They're just crazy.
And really, they did point to Google Maps after they had their bad maps, supposed bad maps, but that's neither here nor there either. It's just funny. Eric Schmidt's a funny guy. He also said, I don't know why that's not next, but he also said today that Google Chrome and Android are going to stay separate, even though a couple years ago he told everyone they were going to merge.
How do you feel about that?
The merging or the not merging, or that he's a liar?
Not merging.
I think that'd be silly. I don't understand how they're different now. Like, I understand. It's almost like the iPhone or the iPad, really.
Right. Exactly.
Some apps are supported on both. Some are just on one, and some just make separate apps. But some can. I mean, things like Angry Birds. Like, how hard is that to make it on a bigger screen? You know, like. Yeah.
I don't get why they wouldn't merge.
Because it's not Chrome. I mean, Chrome is an operating system, air quotes, but it's not a full operating system. I mean,
right.
It's a web browser.
It's a browser with cool extensions.
Right. And so...
Yeah. In the end, I don't ultimately care.
Because he's a liar.
Right. But it's still... It would be cool to see them... meld together more.
And on top of that, they just made the guy in charge of Chrome in charge of Android and left him in charge of Chrome.
Maybe they're doing a double lie.
They're like, we clearly made that too obvious, now we're going to throw you off the trail a little bit. We'll just let Eric talk for a while and see what happens. They'll never know what to think.
Oh, they'll never follow us now.
And really, the Google Now thing, back to that a little bit, because that was really my good segue. It kind of made sense. Because we saw it leak, that it would have came out so soon, because we saw Google Keep leak last week, and then yesterday Google Keep went live. Which Randy's all about it, right?
Yep.
So Google Keep is a note-taking app. There's a web, it's in Drive, it's like a web browser, and then it's an Android app currently, and I'm sure there'll be... Everyone thinks it's going to come out on iOS, but I actually think they're going to incorporate it into their Google Drive app. That's my opinion, but maybe I'm crazy.
No, so, that's... it's.
You think it'll be its own app?
No, I think they would... I think it'll be combined, but still on its own. You know what I mean?
That's different things.
But not... But it's fine.
So we'll see what happens, but I don't know. It's just like little sticky notes, basically, you write for yourself.
Oh, yeah, I was going to show you what
it's
that looks
pretty,
like.
It's pretty minimal and
it's
simple.
It's super basic.
And it's fast.
It's...
From what I've seen and using it on the web, it's fast.
Yeah. There's my notes that I got.
Boop. Boop. Oh, now he's typing.
I can go back.
Are those the only two notes you have?
Yeah.
That's all you had in Evernote?
No, I had more, but some of them were things that I'm just like, why did I ever save that? So.
Oh. So, and then there's a lot of people.
The dictating is really good, too.
I saw it in the video and in a hands-on. It was super fast.
Yeah. And
that's
and
what I was
and really accurate, too.
That was what I was most impressed by, actually, when I saw, like, not Google's video, but someone else's hands-on with it.
Yeah.
I was wow.
I tested it, and I was, because I'm like, I'm not a huge supporter of that. Like,
dictation in general?
Yeah. Like, I watched a lady yesterday, as I'm leaving work, in the elevator, sending a text message to somebody, and she was talking as she was walking, and I'm like, excuse me? And she just kind of looked at me and, like, was just like, what are you talking about? And then she says it again into her phone, and she's like, it's like, you know, it prompted her for what it said, and she's like, delete, and she said it again. And I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Just type the damn thing out. Just like, oh my word. Is ready to slap the phone out of her hand.
It reminds me of like 3 years ago when everybody had Bluetooth headsets on. And you're like, I'm sorry, are you talking to me right now?
There's a guy that also at work who like wanders the...
Like is this...
Like he'll park at the bottom and he'll spiral his way up to the top. But the entire time he's on his Bluetooth headset. But he talks really loud. And it's so funny because you can hear him like...
So you know it's him coming like 5 miles away.
Like, oh, this guy's not creeping up on me, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, dictation, I think, has its place, but, yeah, I'm not huge into it either. There's some crazy, like, but when I saw, like I said, the hands-on video, it looked really good, so we'll see what happens with that, if you will.
If you will.
Did you hear about Google Babble?
Babble, no.
So, supposedly, another leak rumor is that Google is about to merge all of their chat clients into one thing. I would assume similar to iMessage.
Interesting.
Called Babble.
Babble, like the Tower of Babel?
No, like someone who babbles
like,
on and on.
Like Babblefish?
Sure. So yeah, I mean, it'll take, because there's Google Chat and Google Talk, those are two separate things.
Correct.
So it'll take those and merge them, and I would assume that it would incorporate messages. I mean, it would make sense for them to do something similar to iMessage. And really, it would be smart for them to do is if they put out an iOS app, because then they'd really own the market, because there's...
That...
I really like iMessage, and it's funny, because every review I read of someone leaving, like, iPhone to Android, they always say the thing they miss most is iMessage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I wish everyone I talked to actually had iPhones because it's so convenient for me. Like,
right. No,
it's on my computer. Like,
it's
chatting on my computer is nice.
How many times have I said that before?
I know.
I will use iMessage on my Android. Like,
just give it to me.
Give
already.
It to me. Seriously. Like,
I'll pay you $1 for it.
I would pay for it. I would honestly pay like $5-$10 for it.
Right. No, it makes sense.
Like, there's a lot of people that would use it.
And so I think it would be awesome if they allowed that.
Yeah, I just don't understand what Apple's problem is. Oh, so, Apple.
So, if Google, depending on how Google goes
Google
about it.
Google is like, hey,
or if it's even real. I mean, you know, because it's all, the Wall Street Journal is reporting. They have sources.
Babble.
What do they say? Familiar with the situation. Familiar with the, whatever they say. Close to the matter. Familiar with the, I don't know.
You're making stuff up right now?
Sources familiar with the matter are reporting. What do they say? Stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
You're going crazy.
I'm going crazy.
So anyway, Babble supposedly is coming out. We'll see what happens. And again, Eric Schmidt's crazy.
I get it.
Google Fiber is expanding.
Coming to Minnesota.
No, it's not. I wish.
How awesome would that be? God,
so
would
awesome.
You kiss Comcast goodbye so fast?
So fast.
Gosh.
See you later.
Pretty much. You'd be paying a little bit more for...
I don't think we would be.
No, it's $70.
Oh. That's what I pay.
How do you pay $70?
After, well, because I have a modem, technically. So it's $64 plus $7 a month for the modem.
Boy, you're getting five finger effed.
Yeah.
Mine's
$62. Or maybe it's $62.95 or something. Comes out to an even $70, though, so...
No, that's mine with tax and everything is $60-something.
Oh.
It's under $65 for sure. Anyways, Google, bring your crap up here. I'll love you forever.
I'll pay for...
Frank, you're already going to love them forever.
Yeah, you're like, keep, love, instant, hashtag, love, keep. But they're just moving to suburbs, basically, of Kansas City now. Essentially what's happening. But, I mean, really, do you think they started at Kansas City because it's, like, the center of the country?
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Because that, well, and that's rumored one of the first places where they started buying up little ISPs also.
Right. Well, I know that, but.
But, no, it only makes sense because they'll just go like this, like a virus.
We're not that far.
No.
I mean, we'll probably got, like,
hours.
5 years.
No, because
you think once they get going, it's like an exponential growth type of deal.
Totally, and plus they did all of the work on. Do you remember on Rice Street, like down by gas station, and whatnot? That was all new fiber lines
when they blew up that pipe.
Yeah, that was all brand new fiber coming in.
I would totally refer to us as a fiberhood.
Oh man, would you put a Google sticker on your door?
Sure, if it would get me a deal or something.
No, just. In order to get the internet, you have to put a sticker on your door.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
All right. Would you put one on your Apple?
If that's the only way you get the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Would you change your Apple logo to a Google logo?
To get the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's all I needed.
Would I trade my MacBook for a Chromebook? Then we might start having issues. But a sticker, whatever. Who cares? 100.
I'd like to see a Google icon, like the Chrome icon instead of the Apple. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. But 100 gigabit, whatever.
Yeah, right?
I do whatever I want all day.
Plus, I mean,
no caps?
Not that I record any TV shows at all, but the next
like
tier 25? Up is 120 bucks, and it's...
It's got all the cable and, like,
how much
record, like, 25 channels at once or something.
It's ridiculous. I made that up.
I don't think that's real, but...
You're not...
It's like 200 gigs of hard drive.
Is it 250, I think,
yeah.
That you just get? And it's like, are you kidding me? Like,
sure, I'll fill that up right now.
Gosh. Makes me happy.
Carry on, Google Fiber. Anyway, we talked recently about the HTC One. Do you have any other Google news before we move on?
Keep kicking ass.
Okay.
And
thanks for killing Reader, jackasses.
Get a Git keep out for iOS so Mike can check it out and he can be happy.
Yeah, I'll play with it. I'd probably dictate it if it's fast. Really, I want Google Now before I don't care about Keep.
Google Now, it's crazy how fast Google Now is.
Yeah,
I use it on my Nexus 7 all the time. And it's like I know I've read how it works, sort of, like how it gets to be so fast. And it's basically similar to how we were talking about Amazon's menus being so quick.
It's looking into the future.
It's knowing what you're going to say before you're going to say it, really.
No, I don't think I would really use Google Keep.
Why not?
Because I'll stick with Evernote.
Why?
Well, because A, I already have a ton. Well, I have a ton of stuff in there already. And B, well, Reader really doesn't make me trust Google a lot less these days. Well, trust them on things they don't necessarily see as their grand vision. I don't see how Keep fills, unless they, like, expand it later. But, like, right now, I don't know how it fits into their we need to make Google Plus the best social network grand vision.
I don't think they're trying to make Google Plus the grand vision. I think they're using it as a stepping stone.
Well, no, that's how they're going to get their people search, right? Like, they have the computer side of search down pack, right? Like, they got it. Nobody can compete with them there.
Got it.
But they need to have a natural side to it, and that's, I think, why they want to make Google Plus so big, because of that and people searching on Facebook.
I almost use Google Plus now more than I use Facebook. Like, I would say it's really close to 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing on there?
I'm posting stuff to, like, Geo and Funyun and bunch of people on there. I don't share anything publicly. Like, almost, I would say 99% of it's all private sharing. But
does that include anything you post to Facebook via Instagram?
Ooh.
Or does that even it out?
55-45.
Facebook?
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense. I don't remember. Oh. But that's why. So, well, plus Keep, like, I just really wouldn't leave Evernote, I guess.
That's cool.
Because I like Evernote. It's a good product. Not that Google doesn't have good products, but then they kill their good products. Bastards. HTC One, anyway, we talked about it being delayed before, and... the reasoning, supposedly, now is because it... We talked about it before because we talked about it being a single unibody type phone, and that was the issue. But now it's kind of coming out as the suppliers don't see them as a tier one company anymore.
How do they not see them as a top tier?
Oh, because how much?
Because Samsung has 30%.
Samsung.
Right, but...
But what else is there besides Samsung? Well, I guess there's only two tier one companies, which doesn't really make sense because you think there'd only be one tier one company, but...
Neither here nor there. But I don't, with
it's
how
like a
much
pyramid.
Hype, which, with how much hype the One has, it's...
But it didn't get that hype until more recently when they're already having shipment, you know, it's like manufacturing issues.
Yeah, I
know. So, I mean, maybe it's helping them now. It says, like, I've read reviews that are like, I think I would pick this over the S4. Like, you know, like...
It's such a...
Even with the S4 coming, I mean, the S4 obviously has more processing power.
Right.
But outside of that, like, the it's one seems to beat it in
phone too. Like, I mean, it looks iPhone-esque, but right. The back is what sells rounded. Me really being that rounded feel to it.
Fits nice in your hand.
Yeah.
It looks nice, and I've read nothing but good things about it. I mean, even with the hype of Samsung being appled, I guess.
Good one.
Well, I mean, it's inevitably the trap they're going to fall into.
Right.
That same one Apple has, you know.
Well, you can't win them all.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Whoa. Solid lyric there.
Yeah. But anyway, HTC, good luck to you. Amazon is supposedly working on a $99 Kindle Fire 7-inch HD.
I just had to sing it in my head, like,
song. But we'll see if that comes to fruition. Jeff Bezos is like out in the ocean right now pulling up rocket parts anyway, so whatever. He's crazy.
Apollo 11.
Yeah. Shuttle parts?
Yep. Apollo 11. It's the rocket booster engines. Yeah.
He's just out there hanging out, searching the ocean, doing whatever, running the company.
Makes sense.
You know what I'd like to know?
No.
Do you think he really uses a Kindle Fire, or an Amazon Kindle Fire? Or do you think he has, like, a Nexus 7 or, like, a iPad? Like, do you think he really uses it?
No.
You think he has one of the other two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you he has, like, one of each.
You think, sure, like he has some, obviously, but right. Like he has one that he uses.
Why would your go-to be that?
It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be. Doesn't even matter who you are.
And Amazon also supposedly took a contract with the CIA recently.
That's crazy.
Like,
I hope it means well for, like, profit for them. It'd be cool to see them come around, like, next quarter for their profits.
And not only earn $10?
Yeah.
You know, on their $18 billion,
I was watching a video today, one of the TED Talks, and they were talking about Amazon, and it took them 6 years before they ever
made profit. Makes sense.
You know, because they were investing in
their
in a vision, not, and investors knew, like, that it was going to be a time thing. So,
well, there's a lot of companies that are like that, but there's a certain point still, like, you know, the 6 years, that's kind of, I mean, at that point, even you'd think they'd start to be like, investors would be a little worried still.
Right. But I think,
and even now they're finally making money, but it's still not a lot yet.
No. And I don't think any investor would ever be worried about them though, just because of the hold. I mean, it's rare that they're making bad decisions.
Right.
So that's cool. Yeah. I didn't read, I just saw the article for it, but I didn't read anything about
the fire.
No, the cloud for CIA.
Oh yeah, I don't think there's a lot of details because
it's CIA. It's
CIA.
Good call.
But it's just making it more secure and more reliable, I think, is, and I'm sure even if they didn't, it's good PR. I mean, how is it not, right? ABC is supposedly working on a live streaming app for mobile devices, which is a step in the right direction for us cable cutters and.
Yay.
Perhaps either an Apple TV or a Google TV that's built around apps, where much like the iPad has pretty much all the network apps. I mean, the biggest issue with all of the concepts that are trying to trump current TV setups is live TV. And so if they start putting out apps that have live TV over the internet, well, that'll consume a lot of the problem. Then, of course, the next problem is still the dumb pipes, but that's another story. Twitter has patented Twitter, so that's cool.
Yeah, and they said they wouldn't use it against, they're only going to use it for defense.
Right, well, they put out that big, we talked about probably a year ago,
it's been a long time.
Like, what do you call it? They made that big statement, that's not the word I'm looking for, though, but.
A press release?
They had a thing where other developers could sign up for it, though. I don't know. It's like a big club they made where they're like, we're going to use patents for good. They're like the Power Rangers. They're all going to get together, be one. Or the Avengers, or whatever you want to call them. But it made Jack Dorsey and Biz Stone inventors, I guess, because they were listed as the inventors. But it's a very broad patent, and it's kind of funny that way it works. The EA CEO is resigning. They've obviously had a lot of problems recently with SimCity. Obviously. And their quarterly numbers, they just had their earnings call last, the beginning of this week or the end of last week. I think it was like toward the end of last week. And it was not good. So, he's out. And Samsung has finally announced that 85-inch 4K HDTV they had on the easel at CES. They're calling it the S9.
S9.
Which, we just put S in front of everything, right?
For Samsung.
Samsung 9?
For sexy.
Swatch.
Switch. Swatch.
But if you, they're taking pre-orders at the end of the month, only $40,000.
Yeah. So.
On the cheap.
You could have paid off in, like, 4 years.
It's like a really nice car.
Yeah.
For your living room.
85 inches.
That's a lot of TV. Like, that'd be like if
that'd be
your TV was 4.
Yeah.
TVs.
How awesome would that be?
That'd be pretty crazy. That'd take up a lot more room in your living room.
Yeah,
You wouldn't have to have that stand. You'd have a nice easel.
I'd have to kind of restructure the entire place.
Yeah. Well, because there's speakers in the easel, right?
Yep.
I wonder how good they really are, though.
It's Samsung. You know they're not going to suck. I mean, even the built-in speakers for, like, this TV isn't bad.
Mine, too, because both my TVs are Samsung.
And yeah.
They sound good. And it's crazy because it's like there's these little slots on the side. You're like, how are there even speakers in there?
Pretty much.
On a side note, THX is suing Apple.
For?
Speakers. The way they have something patented about pushing music through a smaller, or pushing sound through a, like basically like a funnel, like on the sides. Like.
Oh.
It's on. I think the iMac is the biggest one, the new one, because of the way it like curves. Because it's weird because on my MacBook, the speakers are just underneath the keyboard now. So actually, as you think, they sound a lot better, obviously. Right. But yeah, so somehow, which is funny because THX is Lucasfilm and, like, you know, Apple bought Pixar, or Steve Jobs bought Pixar from Lucasfilm, and I've always felt like they've had a really good relationship, so I'm sure they'll work it out. But it's just crazy because you never hear about things like THX, and you know what I mean? Like, it's like the time Kodak went bankrupt. But anyway, that's really all the news I got for the week.
Yep, I got nothing.
We left the solar system.
Oh, yeah.
That happened. Cool.
It will start shutting down in 2020 and will be fully decommissioned by 2030.
A long ways away still.
Yeah. Traveling 10.4, I think, miles per second.
That's pretty insane.
Fastest man-made object right now.
The universe is now older than they thought it was.
By 80 billion years.
Nothing major.
No. They were close.
For a guess. I guess.
Yeah. We could make a guess, too.
Yeah.
They were off. They're still off. It's 100 billion that they're off by. Heard it here first. Bleep sure. Geek.
BleepGeekScience.com. yeah. I don't think there's any other crazy stuff in the science world other than the leaving the universe and it now is older and
yeah.
Jeff Bezos is digging in the ocean.
Yeah.
Because he's crazy.
Close it.
But yeah. Thanks for listening.
I'm Randy Irvis.
No, we're not that far
yet. I know,
yet.
I'm just kidding. Jeepers. It was a good one.
This guy's getting out of control.
Go, like we said earlier, check us out on Facebook.
Facebook.
Give us a like there, facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Follow us on Twitter.
We are on the Tumblr, bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
Twitter.
We're on the Twitter, the Tweeter.
Invented by Jack Dorsey and Biz Stone.
Jack Dorsey. It's kind of a weird guy.
Wants to be mayor of New York.
At bleedgeek, twitter.com/bleedgeek. Follow...
No, email right. Us.
Email us, fans@bleedgeek.com.
Give us a call.
406-794-3357. Go check out our movies.
Bleed Geek Movies.
Oh, beat you to it there, huh?
Whoa.
Whoa. Follow us individually on Twitter and Instagram.
I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall.
Yeah.
Follow me on Vine. Crandall.
Vine it up?
Nah. I've got my phone till Monday now.
As you said before.
Not really. I have to give it back for sure on Monday. After
sure.
My demo. So.
Like in front of people?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not too
much. How come you made it Crandall and not The Crandall? Because I want Crandall and everything.
Yeah.
But some B-word stole it.
Part of me is like, I should just convert to The Crandall and everything. But then, that's not me. I'm Crandall.
You just said earlier you were The Crandall. You just told the people to follow you there. Anyways.
With that, thank you for listening.
I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Go Google.